this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Paul Manafort, who briefly served as President Donald Trump's campaign chairman last year, has been charged with conspiring against the United States, money laundering, and lying to the government. The charges stem from his earlier role as a lobbyist on behalf of the Ukrainian government. A business associate, Rick Gates, has also been indicted. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the charges coming out of the investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller into allegations of Russian involvement in last year's elections do not involve the White House.
Today's announcement has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the president's campaign or campaign activity. The real collusion scandal, as we've said several times before, has everything to do with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, and Russia. There's clear evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with Russian intelligence to spread disinformation and smear the president to influence the election.
Mueller also disclosed that former Trump foreign affairs advisor George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty October 5th to lying to federal agents in January. President Donald Trump says U.S. Special Forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Mr. Trump said he authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Imam on the northern coast of Libya. Israel has blown up a tunnel being dug under its border with Hamas-ruled Gaza Monday, killing 7 Palestinian militants and wounding 9 in the process. An Israeli military spokesman said the tunnel was discovered thanks to what he called groundbreaking technology. He called the tunnel a grave and unacceptable violation of Israeli sovereignty and believes there are other tunnels under construction. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, warned such activity will not be tolerated. This is VOA News.